कंडितीव मनसी व्यभिषहेत धीरा धीरस्वप्नमयति। इफ यू कैन कोट श्लोकर दैट विल बी अच्छा। इन इंडिया इन योर कंट्री दे डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड। Sadananda Swami, because he could not quote slok, so he was saying, oh, because you have quoted some slok, it is upright. He was saying that. Western people, they cannot imagine that by quoting a Vedic verse, it becomes immediately authorized. They cannot imagine.
They don't accept that authority.
Huh?
They don't accept that source of authority.
They don't accept any of it.
Yeah.
Therefore, they are changing Bible according to their means. They don't accept authority. Therefore, father, son goes out of home. This is the basic principle of Western people. They don't accept any of it. Everyone is his own authority. Now that contamination has come. And nobody can be authority also, because if I accept somebody authority, he has not followed authority. So how he can be authority? Suppose if somebody respects his father, the father never followed any authority. So actually, father is not authority. Yeah. What do they say? The authority? Organized religion? To protest, organize, maybe, yes. What is that?
They protest, organize, anything in society, Catholic Church, institution.
So, nobody is now, actually, this Christian world, they do not care for even poor. What is it? And what is this poor? He is simply a post. End of knowledge. Otherwise, how we can tolerate people are going against Bible? If the Pope does not understand that the Bible clearly to say, thou shalt not kill. If he does not understand the simple truth, then how it can become the head of it? What is the interpretation of the Pope?
Yes, they say that animals have no souls.
Such rascals, they are leaders. How much imperfect that an institution is. But if you say, then they will end.
Yes, one girl, she's Hindu, but she's studying in a convent. And they were catching butterflies in the garden. So the head sister said, no, don't harm them, because they're God's creatures. So she said, well, why do you eat meat? So the sister left, but she failed her.
Huh?
She failed her on her classes. He gave her failing grades because she spoke back to him. means they have no philosophy.
No. No authority, no philosophy.
If they say one living entity has soul and another living entity doesn't, what is the difference? What is the principle of movement? They don't know.
What is that idea? I do not follow.
The girl embarrassed the sister by saying, you say that we shouldn't harm these insects, but you eat meat.
Yeah.
So the sister didn't say anything, but on the girl's examinations and during her classes, the sister gave her failing marks in spite of her, to cut down her outspokenness.
Failing marks?
Yeah.
But less marks?
Yes. She failed it in the class. Because she asked, why do you eat meat?
Yes.
So she couldn't answer her philosophically, but she got back by failing.
No, there are so many members of the cruelty to animals. But they are all meat eaters. Read something from Bhagavad Gita and discuss. So, in the Nepenthe road, whether regular other things are going on, not simply it is going out and coming and eating and sleeping.
Well, we want to have morning class, and Monday, Wednesday, and Friday have evening program there, evening discourse.
Whether it is going on.
Well, we just fixed up the place. The day you arrived, it was the first day it was painted. Until then, it was not fit for anyone to come in. It was very nasty.
But you were living since a long time there.
We have been living, but we have not invited others there.
No, you invite others or not, whether your program was going.
No, until then it wasn't done.
Then it was simply a joint mess.
Well, it was a way
to go and collect and come and eat and sleep.
Yes.
It was very dangerous. They will all fall down. If you make a joint mess, if you go and collect something, and then eat and sleep, then everything. Therefore, I do not want to keep separate. Temple worship means there will be regulative principles that you will have to rise early in the morning, you have to attend class, preacher, these things. As soon as you give up all these things, zero. Then it will be like Kurmis, as there. Hard labor, collecting money and enjoying things. Yes. That is the pitfall. You know, everywhere, the church, temple, as soon as they get some nice income, then in the name of priests, sadhu, sannyasi, they do the same thing. Therefore, Goswami, they left everything. That is the danger of Bishar. Bishar touch. Bishaya chariya sera shema. As soon as we give up this Sravanam Kirtanam, then it becomes Vishaya. Vishaya means materialism. There is no spirit. Kurashadhara. Kurashadhara. Four wings. Sacred desert. If you are careful, do clean very nice. If you are not careful, immediately flood. Immediate. So the spiritual life is like that. As soon as you become little inattentive, immediately Maya captures. Yes, come on. Then everything will you. We have got the tendency to enjoy sense. So, senses are strong. As soon as there is opportunity, the senses will take advantage immediately. Then your whole business finished. Chhota Haridas. And rejected by Mahaprabhu. Without. Him associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu failed. Personal association. So there is chance of falling down even from the personal association of God. Joy Vijay. They have to become demons. So these are the. If we do not follow strictly our regulated principles, routine work, then the whole scheme will be clear. Then instead of Christianity, it will be churchianity. You know this word, churchianity? You know? Yes. Everywhere this churchian nature goes on. The real aim is how to enjoy sex. Under different cause. That is what is going on all over the world. Therefore, it has come to the Rajanis. Ram Krishna Mission, Rajini Mission. Vivekananda has been great. Yes? Jatamatma. Rajini is also a model. They have got also followers. But everyone can manufacture his own way of religion. So, sense enjoyment, there is free field. This material world means sense enjoyment. But, spiritual life means no sense enjoyment. Tapasya. Tapodibbam. The sense enjoyment is there even in the hogs. There is a difference between man and hog. See, man means the more he has denied sense enjoyment, he is at one. Otherwise, the spirit of sense enjoyment there is in the hogs. That is the difference. Nāyaṁ deha deho bhājāṁ niroke kastān kāmān arhati vibhujāṁ. These ordinary men, they are working so hard, but their, what is their aim? The aim is sense enjoyment. So keeping the point, sense enjoyment in view, There is no difference between hogs and humans. But they are also working. Day and night, hogs. A particular animal has been mentioned in the Shastra. Nāyaṁ deha deha bhājāṁ niloke. This Vayanga deha niloke in the human society is not meant for working so hard simply for sense enjoyment, because this spirit is visible even in the hogs. Then what is meant? Tapa, tapasā, brahmacaryena, that is required. Samena, samena, satta saucabhyam, everything is there. And there are different types of sense enjoyment. Rūp, rās, gandha, śabda, sparśa, six kinds. For each sense, there is an object of sense enjoyment. There is eyes, beautiful woman, sense enjoyment. Maithun, sex life, there are eight kinds of sex. If one thinks within the mind about sex enjoyment, that is also sex. So anyway, that is the danger. Keeping a separate department for money collecting, then it is done. Collect money, eat nicely, and sleep nice. And to live in the temple at night, one is forced to rise early in the morning, get bath, there is a regulated food. Therefore, this temple worship is needed, because we are so impure. So at least, temple, by following the regulative principles, we can keep ourselves pure. Otherwise, simple chanting is sufficient. There is no need of constructing big temples. But we are so impure, that is Jiva Goswami working, that as soon as we give up this temple or simple method, regulative principle, then we become in the dress of so-called, we become victim of Maya. The Vesha opposite. They are working and doing some business, and then our dress will be a means of business. This will be also another material business. Actually, they are doing something. So that is the danger of keeping a separate department. What is the use? We have got jeeps.
No, it's going. The danger is very much there. I see that. But there is a use. It's very
well. That if the danger is there, why should we accept such use?
Can we overcome that danger? We can try to overcome that danger.
You cannot ever overcome, because we are all weak. They will jesa gunamai, mamo maya, unless they are very strong. Maya is very, very strong at that. How you can avoid it? They will jesa gunamai, mamo maya, durattaya. Mami vaja parpadya. Only one is very, very strong in capturing the lotus feet of Krishna. He can avoid it. Otherwise, he can avoid it. That all these Bilapar lads, Juhu, gentlemen, they are daily coming to their city business. It is very difficult for us.
But they have an office though in the city where they come to. They have an office that they come to in the
city. Office means that business is office, but your business is begging. Your business is not office. Your business is not they have to direct so many things from you. That is, we can do. Besides that, anyway, even they have got office, they come from in Bombay, Calcutta, even from 100 miles away. So, if there is no such program, DTURC, regulatory principle, then it will be a joint mess. Hotel. Transcendental hotel. And transcendental fraud. This is God. The business will be transcendental fraud, and life will be transcendental hotel. Given chapatis by the Babaji. Kurasadhara, actually it is like that. Satpan Reza, a little inattention, immediately blood. Kurasadhara, Nihita, Dhritaya, Duggam Patham. Duggam Patham, Patham Stath. That is the risk. Nowadays, in modern civilization, as you are accepting, there is G, there is telephone, everything is there. One can conduct his activities from anywhere.
But it didn't work last time. They stopped their preaching. The last time, everyone moved to Jew. They completely lost contact with all of the life members in the city because they found it very difficult to continuously go back and forth.
So, keep it just like a temple. Not
Krishna
that.
Krishna Road. Downside should be kept like a temple.
Yeah. The temple routine work must go there.
But no deity. Go
deity, there is picture, that's all right. Do you think that picture is not deity?
Yeah.
There are eight kinds of deity. Picture is also deity. Even the thinking of Krishna within the mind, that is also deity. But we are not so expert that within the mind we can worship the deity. Just like yesterday I gave you the example, the Brahmin. He was worshipping deity within the mind. There is no temple, no deity. But within the mind, everything was there. And he got salvation. So that depends on particular person, how to worship deity. So far we are gross men, so we must have deity worship. Otherwise, you can worship deity anywhere, sit down and think just like this Brahmin was saying. Because Krishna is available in any way. because he is everything. But the method must be. Bhumi rapa anala vayu khangamano. So mind is also another material thing. So if you think of Krishna's form within the muddy mind, it is as good as you worship the deity in the temple made of brass or wood or stone. Because both of them are Krishna's energy. Whatever possible, you can accept. And that is Krishna. Because Krishna's energy, therefore energy is not different from Krishna. Krishna can accept your service in any of this material, so-called material. Actually, there is no material thing. Material things means the desire for sense gratification. That is material. Atmendriya tripti vancha taranam kam. That is material. Krishnendriya tripti vancha dhare prem nam. That is spiritual. So that picture, that must be kept in nice altar regularly. Arati and everything should go on. Murha's position. Vasudev has given Krishna's pastimes in the 10th canto of Bhagavad. 9 canto are devoted for understanding Krishna. Beginning from Janmadasya Jataha, the Supreme. What is for a Brahma? Janmadasya Jataha. This is the beginning. That Krishna is personally explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita. What Bhagavat has described, what is Krishna simply? Janmadasya Jataha. Athāta brahma jijñāsa. Here also this Vijay Raghavacharya says in another jijñāsaya. He has given the meaning of jijñāsaya. Yes. Jñāna-purvaka vichārena jijñāsaya. Jijñāsaya means Vedānta vākya vichārena. Vedanta, jigyasa, inquisitiveness should be satisfied by the answers given in the Vedanta. Jigyasa. So Vedanta begins with this jigyasa, inquisitiveness. Jigyasa. Athato brahma jigyasa. This human life is meant for inquiring about the Supreme Brahma. Jigyasa. Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. And Bhagavad says, Jigyasu. And Bhagavad Gita also says, Jnani Jigyasu Cha Bharatar Sava Chatur Vidha Bha. Find out this. Chatur Vidha Bhajante Ma. Sukriti Na Arjuna. Those who are pious, they can begin bhajan. Sukriti. So, 4 kinds of men. Artha arthati jigyasu jnani. Artha means distress, materially distressed. Arthati, poor man who needs some money. Jnani and jigyasu. These 4 classes of men, if they are pious, they inquire about the Absolute. If they are pious. If one is pious, if he is distressed, he prays to Bhagavan. Sir, I am in distressed condition. Kindly save me. This is piety. Artharthi, Jnani, they are. So Jnani, human life is developed consciousness, Jnani. So why they should waste their time in inquiring so many unwanted things? They should devote their lives simply for inquiring about the Absolute Truth. Jigyasa. Adhato Brahma Jigyasa. This life is meant for Brahma Jigyasa. This life is not meant for to live like cats and dogs. They have no Jigyasa. Their only Jigyasa is inquiry. Where is food? Where is sex? Where is nice apartment? And where is defense? This is their inquiry. In the animal life, there is no possibility of inquiring about the Absolute Truth. Everyone is working. They are also jigyasu. Where is money? Where is money? That is also inquiry. So, athāta brahma jigyasa means, you can come this side. Brahma jigyasa means this human form of life is meant for inquiring about the Absolute Truth, brahma jigyasa. This is human life. Unless one is jigyasu, just like Sanatana Goswami went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he inquired, his first inquiry was, what I am? His first inquiry was, ke ami keno more jape tapatra. He said, gramma vyavahare kahaye pandit satya kari mani. He was a Brahmin. So Brahmins were addressed as Panditji. He was Pandit. He was very learned scholar in Sanskrit and Parsi, Urdu. But he admitted his fault that everyone calls me as Panditji. But I am such a Pandit that I do not know what I am. This is my Panditji. Therefore I have come to inquire from you what I am. That is Brahma Jigyasa. Nobody knows in this material world what he is. Everyone is thinking, I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Brahman, I am woman and man. This is there. Do not know Brahma Jigyasa. Brahma Jigyasa means first to know oneself, self-realization, what I am. And in the Bhagavad Gita, the first reply is given there. This Brahma Jigyasa. Because Arjuna was puzzled. He was thinking that my kinsman, my grandfather, my brothers, they are this skin, this body. So he was thinking, if I kill my grandfather and my brother on the other side, what is the use of this fight? I do not like. But you are thinking in bodily concept of life. This is the position of everyone. Everyone is in the bodily concept of life. Therefore, the first instruction of the Bhagavad Gita is dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumana jovanam jara tatha dehantara prapti. Asmin dehe, in this body, there is the soul. He is the proprietor. So this life should be, education means one should be advanced in education to inquire about himself. That is Brahma Jigyasa, athātha Brahma Jigyasa. And as soon as there is question of Jigyasa, then there must be somebody else from whom to inquire. Therefore, Shastra says that when you are jiggyasu, when you are inquisitive of what? Jiggyasu sreya uttamam. Sreya. Here we are also jiggyasu, we are going to the market. What is the rate of this share? What is the rate of this commodity? What is the rate of rice? We are also jiggyasu. But Shastra says, jiggyasu sreya uttamam. One must be inquiring about the highest perfection of life. That is important. Sreya uttam. Sreya means sreyan preya. Goodness, welfare, good. A small child does not know what is his sreya. If you give it 2 pice worth lozenges, he thinks this is mine. Object and I have got now nice sweet lozenges. But as you advance, then the sreya is different. It is prayer. Immediately which you like, that is called prayer. But what is your ultimate good, that is called sreya. Sreya and prayer. The people are interested in the bodily concept of life, anything which is immediately pleasing to my senses, we take it, and this is my end of life. Therefore, Shastra says, sreya uttamam, not that sreya which is immediately very pleasing to you. What is immediately pleasing to you, it will be a source of great displeasure at the end. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. So, uttamam, uttamam, ut means transcendental, and tamo means this material world, beyond this material. Uttamam, sreya uttamam, because we are not this material body. Therefore, our sreya, our highest perfection of life is different. Here the perfection of life, you get a comfortable life of the body, that is not possible. However comfortable you may situate, you may be very rich man, you may have very rich connection or good apartment, but still you cannot be happy because you are not this body. But they do not know. Therefore, one should be inquisitiveness that I want to be happy. I am arranging for my happiness with so many material paraphernalia, but still I am not happy. This inquiry should be there. That is called jiggyasu sreya uttamam. And that is Brahma jiggyasa. So Brahma jiggyasa is not for everyone. Brahma jiggyasa, one should make a guru, not for any material welfare. If I get some money, if some guru gives me some money, some gold, I think he is Bhagavan, because I am attached to this gold and material things. That is not sreya. But people like that. If somebody by miracles give you some money, some gold, they think, oh, here is God. But that is not sreya. And if gold is the standard of happiness, then there are many persons, Billas and others, they possess huge stock of gold. Does it mean that they will not die? They will not suffer from disease? But foolish person, they think, if I get some gold, then I'll be happy. And that is foolishness. Nothing material will make you happy. Therefore, Krishna says, real happiness means to approach Him. Māṅ hi pārtha papāsitya, no? What is that? Dukkhālāyam asāsatam nāpribhanti mahātmana. Find out this verse. Dukkhālāyam asāsatam nāpribhanti. The second line you can find out. Yes, but maybe. Come on. How are you? Naplavanti. But means, by coming to me, one does not again get this place, which is Dukkhalayam Asasatam. Nāpnuvanti mahātmāna, dukkhālayam asāsatam. This place is dukkhālayam. Dukkhālayam. Here we create miseries, or it is a miserable place. Therefore Krishna says, who has created this cosmic manifestation as dukkhālayam asāsatam. It is a place of miserable condition. And that is also asāsatam, not permanent, non-permanent. You cannot make any compromise that, all right, let it be dukkhālayam, I shall stay here. You cannot stay. You'll be kicked out. You cannot stay. Therefore it is called asāsatam, non-permanent. This is our... But we are seeking after permanent bliss, permanent eternal life. We are, that is our searching out. That is real jignasa. Where I can get eternal life of bliss and knowledge. That is Brahma jignasa. So this life, this human, you got it?
Yes. Māṅpeti punarjanma dukkhālayam aśāśvatam nāpnuvanti mahātmānam saṃsiddhiṃ paramāṅgatā.
This is saṃsiddhiṃ paramāṅgatā, highest perfection. What is the translation?
After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection.
That is high. Nāpnuvanti, what is that?
Nāpnuvanti mahātmāna.
Mahātmāna. This mahātmāna means devotees of law. Mahātmānastu māṅ prātva daivī prakīti māśrita. Bhajanti ananna manaso. This is mahātmā, not by stamping mahātmā. Mahātmā means mahātmānastu māṅ prātva daivī prakīti māśrita. Mahātmās, they are under the protection of spiritual energy. And what is the sign that bhajanti ananna manasa? Find out this verse. Mahatmanastha maang prartha daivi prakriti maasa. They say, we are under the material energy. This is called, this is also daivi prakriti, but it is inferior. Paraprakriti and aparaprakriti, that is described. That real daivi prakriti is transcendental. Everything is Krishna's energy. Just like heat and light, they are different energies of the fire. But heat or light is superior than the heat. Both of them coming from the same source, heat and light, just like sun, the heat and light. But we are more concerned with the light, sunlight. Similarly, the spiritual world and the material world, both of them are creation or emanation. Matta sarvam pravartate, from God. But the light energy is more perfect. Aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para. What is that verse? You find it? Mahatmanastu, read it.
Mahatmanastu mangpata diving prakritim ashita vajantyanan yamanaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible.
Bhajanti. Bhajanti means engaged in devotional service. Bhaja, sevaya. Bhajdhatu, this verb, is meant for rendering service. Bhajdhatu ti, bhakti. Bhakta. Bhakti, bhakta and bhagavan. So these are the mahatmas. But these mahatmas, these bhakta mahatmas, actually mahatma is bhakta mahatma. But there are others mahatmas. They are also called mahatmas. But they are not mentioned in the Bhagavad. They have been mentioned Anne means others. Is that verse there? Mahatmanas mangpat. No. Anne. Anne means others. The impersonalist, they are also sometimes called Mahatma. But the Mahatma who is Krishna Bhakta, that is very rare. That is described in the Bhagavad. So Mahatma Sudurlava. There are Mahatmas, but the Mahatma who is the devotee of Krishna is very rare. So Mahatma Sudurlava. Gyanis, they are also Mahatma, speculating what is absolute truth. They are also called Mahatma. But this Mahatma, Bhajanti Ananna Manaso, without any division, this Mahatma is very rare. So Mahatma Sudurlava. Bhavanam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Mang Prapadyate. This Prapadyate. Oh, why you can keep it close? Bhavanam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Mang Prapadyate. Vasudeva Sarva Miti Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. Bhavanam Janmanam Ante. The Gyanis and Yogis, they have to search for the absolute truth for many, many births. Bhavanam Janmanam Ante. Gyanavan. Those who are searching out the absolute truth, they are also Gyanavan. Or after many, many births, when one becomes actually wise, Gyanavan. Everyone is searching after the absolute or the highest perfection of life. In this way, searching, when one comes to the real platform of becoming wise, then he surrenders unto me. Bhavanam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Mang Prapadyate. Why? The Vasudeva Sarvamiti, such wise man, Gyanavan, he knows that Krishna is everything. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, that Mahatma is very good. So our Krishna consciousness movement is making that Sa Mahatma Sudurlava, not ordinary Mahatma. Sa Mahatma, that Mahatma who fully surrenders to Krishna. Krishna also says, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Gacchami. That is real perfection of life. By understanding Krishna, by surrendering to Krishna, by going back to home, back to Godhead, Krishna, that is, Sangsiddhi, what is that called, Sangsiddhi?
Sangsiddhi, Purangati, Kataha.
Namnuvanti.
Oh.
Sangsiddhim paramangata. Sangsiddhim. Siddhi. Siddhi is ordinary. If you become transcendentalist, jnani, yogi, that is also kind of siddhi. Yogi is there. They have got astra-siddhi. Anima-loghima-adi. But that is not sangsiddhi. Sangsiddhi is different. Sangsiddhim paramangata, the highest perfection, Sangsiddhi, is to go back to home, back to Krishna. That is Sangsiddhi. Mahamupetta kauntiya dukkha alaya masa. That will save him from coming down again to this place which is full of miserable condition of life. That is Sangsiddhi. That one can attain very easily. That is also described. That janma karma me dibbam jo janati tattata. Anyone who understands me in truth, generally people understand Krishna that he appeared as a great personality, son of Vasudev. At Mathura he was born, and he acted very gorgeously in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and so on and so on. This is also knowing, but this is not knowing factually that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one understands Krishna, the original source of everything, janmadasya jatah, which Krishna explains, matta parataram nanya, there is no superior authority beyond me. Aham sarvasya prabhava, I am the origin of all. When one understands Krishna like that, the Mayavadi philosophers, they think that I am also Krishna. I am also Krishna. People who follow, they do not ask him, if you are Krishna, you show something as Krishna showed. Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill when he was 7 years old. And you are 70 years old. What you have done like that? So everyone wants to become Krishna, but he cannot manifest Krishna's pastimes. Krishna showed the Virata Rupa to Arjuna, and what you have got. So this is Mayavad. Matta parataram nanya. Krishna says nobody can be superior than me or equal to me. Equal to me. Therefore Krishna's another name is Asama Urdha. Nobody is equal, nobody is above, asamon. So in this way, if we understand Krishna, then we become liberated. Janma karma medibham ju janati tattata. And this tattata is very significant. How you can know Krishna as he is in truth, that is also explained. Bhaktyamam avijanati. Javan jaschami tattva. If you want to understand Krishna in tattva, in fact, in truth, then you have to adopt this process of bhakti. Not jnana, not yoga, not karma. Karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti. So Krishna is understandable simply by bhakti. Not by other methods, not by karma, not by jnana, not by yoga. Therefore, Krishna says, bhavanam janmanamat. The jnanis, karmis, yogis, they are trying to come to the absolute truth, but they will take many, many births to come to this point, to surrender. Therefore, intelligence means, if one understands that ultimately I have to come to Krishna for my highest perfection, then why not immediately? Krishna is canvassing, sarva-dharman parityajya maam ekam saranam. Why not take this process? This is intelligence. Therefore Krishna says, bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan. After many, many births, when one actually becomes wise, jnanavan, he surrenders. He surrenders. If one remains still unwise, not fully in knowledge, he hesitates. Oh, why should I surrender to Krishna? Krishna is like me. He is also a man. Maybe a powerful man, a very learned man. No. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. So anyone who understands Krishna tattvata, in truth, simply by understanding Krishna, even if he does not understand fully, if he tries to understand Krishna, that is also very good. That is also. Taktya sadhanmam charanamrijam hare. Even one tries to understand Krishna, he does not finish. Krishna says, salpamapi yasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Even little beginning of this devotional service can save one person from the greatest danger. Therefore, there is great need of Krishna consciousness movement all over the world to make them intelligent. Is there any question on this point?
Lord Brahma prays for rebirth in Vrindavan.
Yes.
What is the purpose of that?
Yes. Because he will try to understand Krishna. Even Lord Brahma could not understand Krishna. Wait. No. Yeah, buddy. Therefore, to understand Krishna, he desired to take birth in Vrindavan. Manushyanam sahasresu kaschi jatati siddhaye jatatamapi siddhyanam kaschin beti mam tata. After many millions of persons, they try to understand what is the perfection of life. And out of many such millions of persons who are in the line of understanding perfection of life, some of them or someone may understand Krishna. Muhyanti jatra suraya. Just like Brahma was also bewildered by that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Brahma, the first creature of this universe. He is Muhyanti jatra suraya. Therefore, we should take advantage of this opportunity. Krishna is explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita about himself. That is the highest perfection of life. Simply to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, as spoken by Krishna, then one's life is perfect. But unfortunately, so many scholars and samis, they are misinterpreting Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. The people are placed in darkness. They are already in darkness. By misinterpretation, they are putting them in darkness. They cannot understand Krishna. For practical example, we can see in European countries, the Bhagavad Gita was being studied at least for 200, 300 years, but there was not a single devotee of Krishna. Not even within the history. And now they are studying Bhagavad Gita as it is, you'll find thousands of Krishna. They are not given the chance to understand Bhagavad Gita by misinterpreting. This means that, this means that. Krishna means this, Kurukshetra means body, and then misinterpretation. They are misled. Therefore, you are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. And people are accepting. And we can seriously, devotee of Krishna, they are surprised. The newspaper reporters, they inquire from me, Swamiji, why younger generation is attracted with this movement? And younger generation, they are inquisitive. Old fools, whatever they have learned, they have to forget again. Then it will take some time. They have learned something wrong. So one has to be washed of these wrong impressions. Then he can come to the point of understanding Krishna. But these young hearts, they are receptive. They are saying, here is nice. They are accepting. They are chanting now on the streets. You have heard the record? Hare Krishna.
You want to play?
Yes, I not play. Yes. Bring the record. And New York, Fifth Avenue, our Sankirtan party is going on.
Getting the gramophone now.
And in London, Oxford Street, the most, I would say, crowded street, just like our Bombay, Hornby Road. So in the big cities, they are now chanting Hare Krishna, dancing, people are enjoying. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. You can play this record at home and dance in tune and enjoy.
They are bringing a specific record every town in village. They bring the machine.
We are arrested by the police sometimes. Sometimes there are big cases against us. In Ireland? Ireland?
Ireland, Scotland, and Edinburgh too.
These impediments are always there, even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. The Qazi, the Mohammedan magistrate, he wanted to stop. Krishna Tadiya Padapanka Japandra. So you are devotee of Radharani. Eh? Yes, that is good. Through Radharani one should approach Krishna. And therefore Vrindavan, everyone says, Jai Radhe. First of all, glorifying Radharani. We have got many records. This is one of them. Kirtan. Perfection is to please Krishna. If by you are doing everything, that's all right. But if by your working, Krishna is satisfied, then that working is perfect. If Krishna is not satisfied, then it is useless, waste of time.
But how do I come to know that Krishna is satisfied?
That you have to learn by Krishna consciousness, by becoming. Just like Krishna says, whatever Krishna says, you have to do that. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mahang namaskuru. Always think of me, become my devotee, offer your obeisance unto me. Manmana bhavamad, become my devotee. So, if you abide by this, then Krishna is satisfied. Krishna says, jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, guruṣṭatād madarpanam. Whatever you are doing, it doesn't matter. But you do it for me.
Without any selfish interest.
Yes. You remain servant of Krishna. Just like a servant discharges his duty very faithfully for the satisfaction of the master. Similarly, you have got industry. If you work in this industrial work for the satisfaction of Krishna, just like this boy behind you, he is working somewhere, getting good salary. But as I told you that some percentage you must give to Krishna, he is regularly giving.
If I feel I have love for Krishna, is that enough to be a devotee?
But you must show how you love. Simply, if you say, suppose anywhere in this material world, if you say somebody that I love you, but there is no symptoms of love, then what kind of love? Love symptoms means dadati, giving. First symptom, just like when a boy goes to love a girl, he brings something. That is ordinary etiquette. So, first beginning of love is dadati, pratigirnati. If I love you, I must give you. And if you offer me, I'll take pratigna, exchange, giving and taking. Dadati pratignati, bhumte bhujayate. If you love somebody, give him to eat. And whatever he gives, you also eat. Dadati pratignati, bhumte bhujayate. Gujjama khati, prichati. And if you love somebody, then you disclose your mind to him and try to understand him also. By these six processes, the symptoms of love is there. But if you say that I love you, but there is no action.
That giving should be without any intention of taking.
No profit making, no business. That I give you something, I must have something from you. Love means without any desire. Annavilasita sundram. Without any motive. That is pure love. If I give you something without any motive, that is pure.
There
are so many duties. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Bahusatmika buddhi rekeha kurunannam. Bahusaka anantasya buddhi abhavasayana. Those who are actually perfect, their buddhi is one. And those who are not perfect, their buddhi is distributed in so many. Just like you said, duty is so many, this, that. But just like there are many branches and twigs and leaves and flowers in a tree, but if you pour water in the root, then it approaches everyone. But just try to understand that you must know how to discharge your duty. Because you do not know what is duty, therefore you are placing so many other duties. Nationality, this is it. Krishna bhakti kahile sarva karma kruta. If you become devotee just like your son, is he not maintaining his family, is he not maintaining, respecting his father, mother, is not doing his duty in the service, is being his spiritual master. But his main principle is that he is devotee of Krishna. If you become devotee of Krishna, you can discharge your duties properly. Otherwise you cannot. Not possible. If you want to pour water leaf after leaf, it will be useless waste of time. But if you pour water in the center, on the root, it will go everywhere. Because he is devotee of Krishna, he knows how to discharge his duty towards his parent, how to discharge his duty towards his wife, how to discharge his duties to his spiritual master. He knows everything. And one is not a devotee of Krishna, he does not. He is simply confused. Sometimes jumping here something, jumping there something. He does not know how to pour water.
What should be the first step to become a devotee?
Yes, dadati. Dadati, that I have already explained. Dadati. He must give. Give. Everyone goes to God to beg. God, give us our daily bread. But one must go to God to give Him. If I do not give bread to Krishna, He will be starving. This is devotee's mentality. Yasodhamai is thinking, Krishna, if I do not feed Krishna well, my child will die. This is devotion. Otherwise everyone is asking from Krishna. But Yasodhamai is thinking that if I do not maintain Krishna properly, he will die. Therefore he is always trying to supply everything. Makhan, misri. So real love begins when you try to give God. Everyone is trying to take from God. Oh, Father, give us our daily bread. This is not pure devotee. This is good, because he has approached God. But this is not devotion. It is not devotion, it is business. God, give me something, then I love you. Is it not?
Giving means giving part of what you earn or in some other form. When you say give.
Give means you want to take something from God. God, give me wealth, give me fame, just so they.
We want to give to God.
Yes. When you learn to give God, generally.
Suppose if a man feels empty, what we can offer?
No, empty. God says that you can give him patram puspam phalam tiyam. You can give him little flower, little fruit, little leaf, little water. He is satisfied. Not that you have to give millions of dollars. But if you have got millions of dollars, and if you think God will be satisfied with little fruit, that is cheating. God knows he is a cheater. He has got millions of dollars and offering me little leaf and little one. And he's intelligent enough, he knows he's a cheater. People do that. Bhakti in the mind, God. And for others, garam garam puri. And for Krishna, within the mind. And God knows that he's a cheater number one. He is preparing puri for himself and for me, he is meditating. What is the nonsense? How meditation will help?
God expects something from
God. God does not expect. It is for your good. If he is simply taking from God, now if you learn how to give God, that is your perfection. That is your perfection. Why God will ask from you? He is all perfect. He does not want, he is not hungry. He is feeding millions of living entities. Why is God will ask from you? But if you give your life to God, then you become perfect. God is not one off in your service or anything. He is complete. If he is not complete, he is not God. These are all mental concoctions. What you can do, what you have got to give charity. You are poor man, what you can give charity? Why you are thinking that you can give in charity? Therefore God says, Dadashijat, if you are thinking to make some charity, give it to me. Come on, just like Bali Maharaj was approached by Bhavandar. The Supreme Lord went to Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, give me some land. So, these are all mental concepts. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, if you have got such mentality to give some charity, give it to me. Come on. The first thing is you try to learn how to give God.
For giving those who are in need, is not giving to God.
So that is your philosophy. Everyone is needy.
The people, there are drought conditions, people were starving, cattle were dying, there was no rain.
Yeah, because they are not God conscious, they are thinking like that. Now suppose in the hospital there are many patients, they are starving. Many patients in the hospital. Do you know that? Not. So why don't you give them food? They are starving. Why? Why don't you go to the hospital and you'll find hundreds of patients that are starving?
I mean the same way.
So similarly, why you are bothered? You are not bothered in the hospital because you know that it is right that star. That is the physician's prescription, the must-star. So if you know God, then you will understand that you cannot help anyone. They are put into the starving condition under certain conditions. So you cannot help them. You are simply thinking that I will help. There are hundreds and thousands, millions of people starving. What you can do? Even if you try to give something. Just like this Vivekananda philosophy, Daridra Narayan Seva. To serve the poor Narayan. Narayan has become poor. These are manufactured things. This is not with reference to the authorized shastras or knowledge. What they can do? They raise subscription, huge subscription on this plea, Daridra Narayan Seva. And Swami Nikhilananda in New York, he personally said, now these Americans ask you that you take from us so much money for Daridra Narayan Seva, but when you go to India, you see all the Daridra Narayans are lying on the footpath. What you are doing for them? What you can do? You are simply thinking, false. What you have got to give? Just oil in your own machine. Try to understand God. Instead of thinking foolishly, what I shall do this, what I shall do that. First of all, try to understand the situation. The kaun nahi janta hai? To tum kya kar sakte ho? तुम भगवान पहले सेवा करो तब समझोगे ऐसे सोचने से क्या होगा सब सबका दरिद्र तुम नाश कर सकते हो क्या है तुम्हारे पास पैसा इतना सोचो जन्म भर सोचो उसमें लाभ क्या
लेकिन गुरु जी ये चीज है ना करने से कुछ करना तो अच्छा है अगर सब करने
नहीं, नहीं जो कुछ करो समाज के करो समाज के करो ये जैसा हमने बताया कि हॉस्पिटल में बहुत से हैं स्टार कर रहे हैं क्यों नहीं जाते हैं क्योंकि समझा है जी इसको डॉक्टर साहब बताया है नहीं खाने समझा है इसी प्रकार सब दुनिया में सभी क्लास है बहुत दरिद्र है बहुत धनी